Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, the 14th of July. Do you know it races through this month? Isn't this month going so fast? I mean, seriously, we'll be at the end of the month going, oh, look, it's August. And yet I came out this morning and it was raining. And I deliberately this morning did not bring a jacket. I thought, no, don't take a jacket, Stephen. He only said it'll be sweltering by the time you leave. And the rate we're going, actually, I think it's highly unlikely. Onwards and upwards. And here she is, Stacey Solomon. With the bloke with the candy floss stuck on his head. I think second transplant, we're on to, whatever it is. And they took their son out, who's 13 months, and he enjoyed an ice cream and played with ducks. Played with ducks? What do you mean played with ducks? Why is it that Joe Swash looks so old? I mean, he's not an old person, yet he's so lined and wrinkled that you could seriously think he was a 65-year-old bloke. And it's a bit of embarrassment, actually. He rolled down a hill, rolled through duck poo. Not very clever, is it, really? Seeing if it was Canada geese, it's all over the blooming place. Also, Chloe Madeley. Good God, you're not still around, are you? I thought you'd finished ages ago. She celebrated her 33rd birthday, off with her husband, James Haskell. What he does, I've got no idea. But they went out to get a drink. She likes a drink, does Chloe? In fact, actually, she likes quite a few drinks. A bit like the mother. The mother, as you know, Judy was on the television yesterday. Richard and Judy turned up on this morning. And Judy's ballooning. I mean, she's always had problems with her weight. And it's always been a bit of a sort of an issue. But now she looks more real than she did before, when she had to sort of try and diet all the time and sort of try and lose weight, because it's just not worth it. And they made them eat. What did they make them eat? Black Forest Gatto, I think. It looked delicious, had cream on it, so Judy was wolfing it down like there was no tomorrow. And when sort of Richard had a little like that, she practically grabbed the plate off him and was chucking it down, which is good. Charlotte Crosby, Jacqueline Joster and Billy for Ears. Good God, three failures in one photo shoot. Jetting out for a luxury photo shoot. Oh, it's a clothing brand, of course, which they have nothing to do with apart from, would you like it in red or blue? Like it in red. All right, we'll have the red one and the yellow one as well. And so they send out there Jacqueline Josser, I think you've been hanging on to your marriage, Billy Fahirs, who can't really manage anything at all, and Charlotte Crosby. I mean, God knows where she's come from. We know where she's going back to. Oblivion. Meet Brooklyn Beckham's new in-laws. They are so rich, this other family, and the Beckhams are so peasant poor that they've got an indoor ice skating rink in one of their mansions. And he's got a £1.3 billion fortune. The Beckhams have got a small little shack in Notting Hill and a converted barn down in the Cotswolds. And that's it. They've only got about 300 million quid, which, of course, they don't like spending because they're a bit mean. Whereas this other family are filthy rich. Unfortunately, they raise money for Donald Trump. Can't wait for the first press to say to, oi, oi, Victoria, come here. Donald Trump, your son is marrying to a family that supports Donald Trump. And she's going to go, well, I don't know anything about that. Well, it's true. Absolutely true. He's an American investor, Nelson Peltz. He's 78. I think they've got about 10 children from previous relationships. But in 2020, Donald Trump was the guest of honour at, how much do you think they were actually charging for a fundraising dinner hosted by Nelson at his Florida home? How much were they charging for a dinner? For two people. You won't believe it. I mean, to be honest with you, it makes us look like peasants over here. The Beckhams couldn't even afford to go. $580,000 per couple. Dollars. $580,000, just under $600,000. The Beckhams couldn't afford that at all. And siblings include Will, former ice hockey star Brad, and Leia, and Ray, and Brittany, and all the rest of it. So the relationship gets the seal of approval from Victoria and Dave. Of course they are. They're desperate for the publicity. They've started printing pictures already. This is our son. He's going to marry a billionaire's daughter. Yeah, unfortunately, they won't be inviting you over anytime soon, darling. I don't think so. The dress was one of Victoria's. I thought it looked a bit naff. Gemma Collins has dumped James Argent again. Hilarious. He wants to be in an open relationship. Of course he does. Gemma, you can't be that stupid, surely. He's always been in an open relationship, darling. You don't think he's going to stick with you? God, blimey. And he wants to relocate to Spain. Fantastic. You know why? He thinks the press will not find out about him over there. So if he indulges in any of that old Colombian stuff, which he's been in rehab many times for. An open relationship is called, I can have sex with whoever I want. You know, people always do that, don't they? They go, I think we'll have an open relationship. What? She don't want... In fact, Linda Robson was saying on the television, if her husband said, I think I'd like a trial separation, she said, I'd be going straight for the divorce. She said, if they can't stay with you and live with you, she said, after this amount of time, she said, I don't want anything to do with them. So that's it. So poor old Gemma, lonely again. So, in other words, you've achieved nothing. Nothing at all. You can't even keep a boyfriend. None of her previous relationships have wanted to stick with her. I wonder why. Wonder why. A little bit like, you know, any one of a number of other people we've thought of. Victoria Beckham can't help sharing her joy. Of course she can't, because the Beckhams are addicted to having pictures taken of just about everybody in the family. It'll be an opportunity for Harper to dress up and look like a princess and everybody else. The trouble is, nothing will prepare them for how rich this family is. They are so stinking rich. When you see the house, you could use the Beckhams' little place in Notting Hill and the Cotswold place as an outdoor toilet. That's how big this place is. It is palatial. I mean, if you've got an indoor ice rink, I mean, good Lord, the poor old Beckhams, they look like they've got nothing at all, have they? Charles looking upbeat, visiting a holiday business in Wales.
Hello, I'm the Prince of Wales. I can't actually speak your language, but I'm visiting a little thing here.
Duchess of Cambridge sports lighter blonde locks and a £1,500 Emilia Wixted frock. Actually, I've noticed that Harry and Meghan have just got into trouble again. What do you think it is this time? It's something so stupid, I can't believe the papers even mentioned it. Remember I told you yesterday about the gas-guzzling car? I thought they were all about, oh, we're trying to save the planet. We're trying to do that. The car that they've just got gas guzzles more than anything else. And they're too dumb to realise it. Too dumb to realise. They go, but then again, with sort of Harry and Meghan, it's a case of, don't do what we say, do what we tell you. And we're not going to do anything at all. We're going to do the opposite. So they've got a gas-guzzling car. How naive. But there again, that's them. Rod Stewart, sporting a new floppy hairdo, ditching his trademark spiky locks. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, all it is, I mean, to be honest, I preferred him with the spiky locks. But that's just me, isn't it? When you're losing your hair, and I'm assuming he must be losing his hair, that you then start combing it down to the front. But it looked OK spiked up. Here's Kelly Brook cozying up to her boyfriend, Jeremy Parisi, during a walk to work at Hart. So she walks through the square. I'm going to go, why, next time I see her, because she knows me. We're sort of friends, you know. MasterChef Australian fans mock Gordon Ramsay after he reveals the contents of his fridge. The chef has a massive collection of one single item. Do you think he cooks at home? Actually, the good thing is he seems to have loads of booze and water in there, so I'm in favour of that kind of fridge. That's the Steve Allen fridge. So, you know, talk about panic buying, they say. Denise Welsh didn't understand that marriage is about compromise until she wed her third husband. She weighs in. She thinks Brooklyn Beckham, you know, getting engaged at 20, he's a bit young. Let's face it, he's not the brightest penny in the box, is he? Can't take photographs, can't make a cup of coffee, doesn't have a job. Fantastic. Well, that's ideal, isn't it? Perhaps he'll learn to ice skate, but you can just imagine it's going to be a bit naff. But at 21, they're very fickle. It's only because he's been in lockdown and had regular sex for the past month or so that this has all taken off. Before that, I mean, he's only known her less than a year. Less than a year. Richard Madeley's glowing tan. There you go, as he returns to the sofa with Judy Finnegan. She's 71, he's 64. He's still sexy, isn't he? Don't you think that Richard Madeley's still a bit of a sex kitten? I think so. I think he looks good for his age. He looks like he'd be fit in the bedroom department. He's 64. He's 64. She's 71. But it's she, yes. I don't know. I was sort of shocked when I saw her, and then I thought, well, actually, she looks like most women in this country, so it's not. And he has a glowing tan, which is probably fake. But no, he's a fit-looking 64. Very, very fit. Russell Crowe is hopefully could be in a Gladiator sequel. Oh, God, I do hope not. Biggest pile of rubbish I've ever seen. A sort of a fake film. It was sort of filmed in sort of a makeshift thing, and then it was all green screen, blue screen, where, you know, the lion didn't actually attack anybody. More's the pity. Could have seen off the whole cast. And Eamon Holmes, I mean, he's a bit of an old dirty boy, isn't he? We've had him before go, oh, like you. But anyway, he asked the caller who just stepped out of the shower to send a picture. I mean, isn't that a bit pervy, Eamon? I mean, what did Ruth think? Poor old Ruth, honestly, you do worry. So Kelly from Newcastle admitted she answered the phone in a towel. Funny place to have a phone, isn't it? I've normally got one sitting on the side. She stepped out of the shower. And then Kelly won £1,000 and Ruth says, look, you can get back and dry yourself off now. And Eamon then joked, send us a picture, pervert. That's not a joke. You don't say that to somebody. How do you know how old she was? She might have been 16 or something. I don't know. Honestly, I love the way they go. Oh, it was just so funny when Eamon said it. No, it came over as an old perv. Love Island's Arabella Chi. I didn't know who she was, but I knew the producer would like her because she's photographed wearing a little tiny bikini. Again. Yeah, that was for you, not for you, obviously. I mean, to be honest with you, I've never seen anybody that can lose most of a bikini up your bum. You know, I mean, but she's managed to achieve it. But the only thing this poor girl doesn't have is bosoms. She's very flat-chested, which, of course, is so unusual, isn't it? But apparently she's got a man called Josh who doubles up as her personal photographer. Yeah, but come on, love, you're a bit dated now. Can't you think of something original? You know, getting your boobs out for everybody is a bit dated and naff. Here we go, Billy for ears again. Denise Van Outen and Love Island, somebody called Luke Trotman, join a load of people for Dancing on Ice auditions. So they have to go and they have to see what they're going to be like. Well, I can tell you now, Billy for ears is dull and boring with zero personality and nobody's ever heard of Luke Trotman. The one we've heard of is Luke, Denise Van Outen, but I mean, she's been around since God created heaven and earth and the Garden of Gethsemane. Find us some decent people, please. Kate Blanchett admits she and her husband, Andrew Upton, often take on more than they can handle, and she often bursts into tears. I'm like that. I walk in here some morning and go, oh, who is it doing? Oh, it's awful. It's terrible. I quite like Kate Blanchett. I don't know anything about her, but I quite like her, actually. Olivia Newton-John, she came in to the studios. I did her for In Conversation. And my friend over in Vienna went, I can't believe you've just spoken to Olivia Newton-John. I said, Paul, do not be jealous. You know, you're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Did you hear my stories about Live Aid, Band Aid? Did you hear my stories yesterday? They did a whole programme, which I thought was brilliant. I'll repeat it again if you missed the show, because you probably haven't downloaded it yet, but you will. And when they were doing the big show at Wembley, Bob Geldof, who, really wasn't very nice to Midge Ure at all. Midge Ure was like his co-bloke in it, and he didn't get a look in because Bob sort of rides roughshod over everybody. No money until he did Live Aid. Then all of a sudden, up comes the money for some peculiar reason. Probably saved a record company. But he gave a press conference, and he sat down, Bob Geldof, saying, and we've got... And he reeled off every single band in the land. They hadn't booked anybody. There was nobody booked. Nobody had confirmed. Status Quo were on the phone going, we haven't agreed to do this. Brian Ferry had said, I've not agreed to do this. Nobody had agreed to do it, but he was just coming up with the usual claptrap from Bob Geldof, who managed to bring out a box set of greatest hits. I was aware they only had two, I think, Rat Trap and I Don't Like Mondays. And Bob Geldof was always the naffest person in the thing, and then put his own band in, the Boomtown Rats. They'd already split. They'd already split up. But anyway, Olivia Newton-John said her heart breaks for John Travolta as she pays tribute to his late wife, Kelly Preston. John Travolta doesn't actually have a lot of luck. His first woman that he had a big relationship with was a lot older. She died, and that was another catastrophe. His son died at the age of something like 16, and now Kelly Preston has died, but they kept that very quiet. They kept the fact she'd had breast cancer very quiet indeed, but so tragic. So he wrote a very... How he wrote it with his heart aching, I can't imagine. But he did say, we might be off the radar for a little while, so please forgive us. Absolutely, you do whatever it takes. Can't imagine what it must be like to go through something like that. It's horrible. Andrea Bocelli and his wife, Veronica Berti. He's 61, she's 36. And he's still wearing Speedos. I told you could get away with Speedos, Luke. You won't believe me. I've said to you, if you want to wear them, wear them. Admittedly, try and wear trousers when you come in the studio. But, I mean, you know, we'll sort of... No, round the waist you might be. Anyway, he's on a luxury yacht in Portofino while his sons have fun on jet skis. You've been on a jet ski? No. It's the same as being on a Lilo, except it's got an engine on it. And that's it. Tina Turner. How old do you think Tina Turner is? What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? Guess how old Tina Turner is. You knew she was 80 because you looked at the story. She's 80. And there's a remix, DJ Kygo, probably real name Basil or something like that. They've all got peculiar names, haven't they? What's love got to do with it? 80. I mean, I've looked at a picture of her. Blimey, if that's what 80-year-olds look like. He's pretty cute too. He's a Norwegian DJ and everybody in Norway is gorgeous. There's no ugly people in Norway. They're all in Iceland. And so she's done it. Amazing, isn't it? Oh, his real name is Kairi Gorvildal Dail. And he's all sort of muscle and pretty boy teeth and everything. She is amazing. I mean, 80. Dear Lord. Blimey. If that's what 80 looks like, lead me to it. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you. Thank you for downloading. I'm very grateful. Tell your friends, because the more downloads I get, the happier they all are. And as I'm in a bit of a competition with the rest of the station, and because I'm just a little humble person, you know, it'd be quite nice if we remained at number one, which we are at the moment. And so if you can tell all your friends and they can download at the same time, or failing that, download each programme 10 times, I'd be very happy. Everybody else would be very... They'd all be going, how does he manage to download all these things? Why? Because I love you. L-O-V-E. Anyway, off to go and try on my Speedos. Got a new pair of red Speedos to see what they're going to be looking like on the body. As I say, not so much a veranda, but a complete awning over the toy shop. Which is fun, isn't it? Anyway, have a lovely day, and I trust you will join me tomorrow morning for more Steve Allen's Early Breakfast. If you haven't heard it, and you must have done, then you're in for a treat. It sort of smartens up your day. If you're feeling a bit miserable and a bit sort of don't quite feel up to it, this programme will change your mind. You'll go back to bed and put earplugs in. Always works. Have a lovely day, and remember, as we say, and we mean it, landlords. Sometimes things in your tenants' homes just go wrong. The heating stops working, the toilet stops flushing. Even with the best maintenance, emergencies pop up seemingly out of nowhere, like burst pipes or power failures. Direct Line are on hand to keep your tenants safe and happy. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, an add-on to their landlord insurance product, they're giving landlords peace of mind with emergency contractors available 24/7. You'll be sorted whether you need plumbers, electricians, locksmiths, glaziers, or drainage engineers. And what's more, tenants can report the emergencies themselves, allowing them to get the help they need much faster. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, tenants and landlords can work together to make sure homes are at their highest standard and emergencies are dealt with quickly and effectively. To find out more, search Direct Line Landlord Emergency. Stay safe.